This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military has announced it is moving closer to an all-out invasion of Gaza. This is 3 weeks after Hamas militants launched a bloody incursion in southern Israel that left more than 1,400 people dead.
Strikes by two U.S. F-16 fighter jets on weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria on Friday are fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas conflict may spread in the Middle East. President Joe Biden ordered the mission in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militia.
That is Christy Kilburn reporting. Palestinian death toll has passed 7,300, while more than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians, slain during the initial Hamas attack. Muslim and Jewish civil rights groups say that they've been reporting a number of harassment cases against members of the community since the October 7th attack by Hamas. Many reports have involved violence or threats against protesters at rallies. The United States and China have agreed to work together toward an expected summit between President Joe Biden and Xi Jinping next month in San Francisco.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden met with Wang to underscore the need to manage U.S.-China competition responsibly. Officials from the two countries discussed a range of issues, including Israel's war with Hamas, Russia's war on Ukraine, the fentanyl crisis.
That's VOA's Nike Ching. This is VOA News. Nigeria's presidency and the ruling All Progressives Congress Party have welcomed Thursday's verdict by the Supreme Court upholding the election of the president, Bola Tinubu. The country's ruling ends months of legal battles triggered by one of Nigeria's most controversial polls.
President Bola Tinubu welcomed the Supreme Court decision in a statement late Thursday. Tinubu said the victory bolstered his commitment to serve as president and said the judgment will strengthen Nigeria's electoral jurisprudence and democracy. Opposition parties, however, are disappointed with the ruling and say it will reduce public trust in Nigeria's electoral system. A seven-man panel of justices upheld Tinubu's victory in the February presidential polls. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Africa's fashion industry is now growing rapidly to meet local and international demand, but VOA Scott Walterman says inadequate investment limits its potential.
It's all in a UNESCO report released during Lagos Fashion Week. Currently valued at $15.5 billion worth of exports annually, the earnings from the continent's fashion industry could triple over the next 10 years with the right investment in infrastructure. The report says with a young population of 1.3 billion people set to double by 2050, the continent's fashion industry has also proven to be both a powerful lever for the promotion of cultural diversity and a way to empower young people and women. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Former President Donald Trump is set to testify November 6th in the civil business fraud case against him following testimony from his three eldest children. Say lawyers disclosed a schedule in court Friday when the judge ruled that the former president's daughter, Ivanka, almost must take the stand as well. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the timing became clearer on Friday. The schedule sets up a blockbuster stretch of the trial of New York Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit. She alleges that the former president overstated his wealth for years on financial statements. There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.